Okay. Simon Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Vav. Just finishing off, helping out somebody who has a load. If one of the chevra, right, that one of the feet of the chamar went bad. Ain't b'nei, meaning you have a whole crew traveling, and one animal went kaput, right? Ain't b'nei chaburu rishoyim. So b'nei chaburu nala liparid im chamareim to leave with their donkeys, and to abandon. Basically, they can't abandon him. That's only if it's hampered. It could move, but it's going slow. But if it taka fell, and it's totally disabled, they can leave. They don't have to stay because of him. More than enough. That are traveling with wagons, and one of them had a kilkel, that they needed to wait a little bit to fix it. And then they're not allowed to leave. Unless he would have to be delayed more than enough. So basically, let's say you're going on a vacation with a bunch of cars, and one car dies. So if the car is going to have to sit in the shop for a few days, so nobody has to stay with the car. But if the car just is driving slow, then everybody does have to stay with it. Right? Fine. Simin Kuftsadi. Oh, did we discuss, like, if you see a car broken down? I don't know if we discussed it yesterday. So, I mean, obviously, we don't deal with animals overloaded pismanazeh. But we do when you're driving and you see a frum person in his car on the side of the road. Pashtus is you mechuyev to stop, right? I mean, it's hard to say that to unload and to load. So maybe you can't say it's a mitzvah daraisa, but there's certainly a priority to go help the guy. All right. The only thing is you can't put yourself into a sakana by doing that. Okay. Simen kuf tzadi hilchos shmiras haguf b'tashchis. To keep your goof and the baltash was by gimel sefer. Mitzvah saseh lasis maika lagagoy. It's mitzvah saseh to make a wall for your or a fence for your roof. Shenemar vasisa maika lagagecha. You make a maka for your roof. Goiva maka. The height of the maka has to be ein pachas me'asara tvachim, no less than 10 tvachim gavaya, no less than 10 tvachim high. Anywhere between, let's say, 30 and 40 inches. Right. And it's a chazaka, it has to be so strong that a person could lean on the fence and it shouldn't fall down. Right? Gag and shalanu shein b'shtamshin aleihem peturim, but our roofs that we don't use, so then we are there, we're pata from that because nobody belongs on the roof, so you don't have to put up a fence.
Yeah, the AC units on there a lot of times in
Yeah, so
stores.
I don't know if that's called living. They're just going up there to repair it, right? So I'm not sure if that's called, right? Anyways, so Amnum loyagag b'var chay b'maika. It's not just the roof. Ela kol davar sheyesh bo sakana. Anything that has a sakana, she yikashel bo, that a person will be nichshel in it. But she yikashel bo adam v'yamos, that a person will have a nichshel and die chay b'maika v'tikun. You also need a mica. So, meaning if you have a porch and the porch doesn't have a fence, so you have to put a fence. And if you leave it without a mica, when Misha somebody has a bar in his chatzar, meaning if you have a hole in your property, so you have to make a hill around it. I lost this lakisa, or to make a cover, shalayipal by Adam, that a person will not fall into it. Beis v'chein, kol michshol sheyesh by sakonas nefashos, any michshol that has sakonas nefashos, mitzvah to say lasira, it's a mitzvah to say to remove it, lishamim mimenu, and to be careful mimenu, lizar b'davar yofen, to be careful with the chenem, rishamim l'chol shmon av shlom ha'ay. The meniach, and if you leave it, v'loy ha'aser es ha'mechsholes, ha'mavim lidei sakonah, and you don't remove the mishayles, pital mitzvah say, vavar b'lay sasim damim, k'goyim sulam ruah, if you have a bad ladder, I'm a beisav yachatzeri, meaning that somebody might step on your bad ladder, chayna magadol kelev ra, if you bring up a bad, if you have a bad dog. Kimmel, Kashem Shatar, Adam Lizar, Bigufai. Same way, a person needs to be careful of his body, Shalela Abdoi, Shalela Kalka, Shalela Zika, and not to make it be lost, and not to destroy it, and not to damage it. You should be careful. It's same thing with your money. You can't destroy your money, Shalela Kalka. Anybody who breaks a kli, or kareya beged, or tears a beged, or ma'abed maichel and mashka, or loses food or drink, or mosam, or makes it disgusting, or zarek moisli ibur, or just throws money away. If you destroy something that people could use, oiver beloisa says shenemar loisasha says es eitzah, do not destroy the trees. So basically, Baal Tashchis goes on anything that's useful and you destroy it. Right? So now you get into all sorts of things, you know. We're like a disposable generation. So if you have like a nice plastic cup, a hard plastic cup, not even a hard plastic cup. You know, you have a plasticware, like disposable plasticware, good ones. I'm not talking about the junk, like from Costco. Why are you throwing it away? You could use it over and over again. Right? LMI, in our generation, that's not considered. It's not considered destroying. It's just a little bit unclear where you draw the line with this, right? But overeating, smoking, this is all included in what the kids are talking about. Fine. Isimim kuftzah the olive iser tzar balechaim veiser sirus. The iser of causing tzar balechaim. That's a big summer. It's a big summer subject because people killing bugs and mice and all sorts of stuff. Ubay vav sifin. So also min ha-Torah letzar kol ba'al chai. It's also min ha-Torah to cause any pain to anything alive. Adrabba, chayv latzel kol ba'al chai mitzar. You're chayv to save any ba'al chai mitzar. Afilu shel hefker, even if it's hefker. Afilu shel nachri, even if it's a goy. Ach, it hay mitzarin la'odom. But if they are causing pain to people, and this is the heter to kill bugs, ay shetzar chadam lohem l'refuah l'shar dava, or a person needs to kill an animal for refuah or for anything else, mutter, afilu hagen, you could mutter even to kill ve'en chashin l'tzayron. We're not worried about the pain. Sherei ha-Torah tira shchita, because the Torah matir shchita, right? How come it's not tzar ba'al chayim to shecht? L'chein mutter limrait, it's mutter limrait nutzais me'avaz es chayis, to take feathers from live geese. Im ein loy noitza acheres, if you have no other feathers, rak sha'olam nimnoim, people don't do this normally to take feathers, pull them out of a live goose. And Shemach Sari is because it's just being cruel. Ramosha has a tshuva that you're allowed to kill flies, but you can't kill them with your hand, or mosquitoes. You shouldn't kill them with your hand because you shouldn't be killing things mamish v'yadayim. Beisusa, if the horse is pulling the carriage and they get to a place that's destroyed, or lahar gavoya, to a high mountain, v'eni yichalom limshach b'li'ezah, and they can't go anymore without being helped. Mitzvah Lazar, Afla Nachri. It's mitzvah to help even a goy. Mishum Tzar Bale Chaim, because Tzar Bale Chaim, Shelo Yaka Oysam HaNachri Maka Rabba, so that you don't want the goy, because a goy normally doesn't have pity. You don't want the goy to beat it up. Limshech Yoysam Yashav HaKoycham, to pull it more than that it has the capabilities. Gimel, also, Likshor Ragle Behem HaChayav HaOyf. It's also to tie the legs of Behem HaChayav HaOyf, Be'inin Shiyelem Tzar, and an Indian that it's tzar. Talit also la'ishiv oif al beitzim b'she'ena minay. It's also to put a bird on top of eggs of a different type. Yisham tzar b'lechayim, because that is tzar b'lechayim. Hey, also l'saris. Okay, so that's subject number one. Subject number two is called sirus. That's called castration. Also, the Saris, you're not allowed to castrate Bain Adam, Bain Behem Chayav Oif, whether it's an Adam or it's a Behem Chayav an Oif. Echad Temeim, Echad Torim, whether they're kosher or they're not kosher, Bain Beretz Yisrael, Bain Bechutz Laretz. Cholam Saris, Chayav Malkus. And if you castrate anything, it's a lav in the Torah, you Chayav Malkus. Afilu Hashka is Kais Shel Ikrin. Even if you don't physically castrate it, but you give it some sort of medication that will bust it up, Leish, to a man, or the Shah Bale Chaim Hascharim, or to all males, Aser, it's Aser. So if you notice, he says that it's only males. Females is a Derabbanan. Males can't be castrated. Females, it's Aser Derabbanan. I forgot which what's called by Anna by dogs. One is called, I can't remember the male and the
Neuter.
female. One is neuter, and one is
Bay.
Spay, very good. Now you know which one goes to which.
Yeah, neuter is a male and spay is a female.
There you go. Okay, so to neuter is a big problem. To spay is at least it's a derabbanan, but it's a derabbanan. Fine, vav. Also, and then here's the thing. So what do? You say, well, I'm not doing it. A guy's doing it. Well, that's Amirul Akam, right? Amirul Akam just doesn't only just apply to Shabbos. It applies to everything. So also Lamilakam Lasaris Baimashalanu. It's also to be Masaris, a guy. You can't tell a guy to castrate a Jewish animal. Akam. Some say even to sell it to a guy, a little or to make a partner with him. And you do it, the Yisarsa also, if you know that he's gonna castrate it, it's awesome. Shem da Akam Gankim it's so serious. Your an Akam is also Chayev and Sirus. Then can you saw over on Lifnei Iver? You're gonna be over on Lifnei Iver. All right. Ubiyu, it may not come kind of Masaris Ba'atzma, but if the guy is not gonna do it himself, Rak Nais and Lakum Acher Lasaris, meaning the guy buys it from you and he's gonna give it to another guy. The Kulei Amashari, then you're allowed to do that. To Azabi Lifnei de Lifnei, that's Lifnei Iver of a Lifnei Iver, right? Because you're giving it to a guy and that guy's gonna go in turn give it to another guy. Umutter, and that is butter. Right? So Bamela, if you want, basically one of the ways to spay an animal is to give it to one guy, to give it to another guy, and then sell it to them and then give it and then whatever. That's basically the way to do it, but not everybody agrees to this. So it's a big problem. It's a big problem when people want to spay their animals. Okay. Whatever it is. Fine. We will stop over there and everybody should have a fine night. And talk is up.
Yeah. Go ahead. Thank
Thank
you.
you.